This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I can't feel my face when I'm with you, girl. That's I Can Feel My Face by The Weeknd, The Weeknd. Welcome to the show.
What's happening, man?
What's happening, dog? You good, dog?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm
good.
Easy living. Yo, what's up? My name is Malcolm Julie. You're on The Worst Guys.
Worst Guys.
We're in the Cliff Central building, and we are bringing you the hottest, freshest show that exists in this building, yo.
Obviously.
You know we always keeping it fresh. Just got Podcast of the Week, baby. Podcast of the Week. That's the one. That's the one, actually.
I've been like,
a round of applause for Podcast of the Week, bro. So now we're back in the building, about to talk some real shit. Rehab, dog. Holler at the people. Tell them how you feel.
I can't even sit down, boy. I'm just feeling this vibe.
Yeah.
Are you feeling it? I don't know what it is.
Energy, dog. You know we always bring the heat, boy. I've been thinking, like, people have been giving off this bad juju vibe, dog. You know, you need to be aware of people's energies.
Hey,
because
bruh.
People are giving off some bullshit out here in these streets, dog. Some heavy bullshit. So we need a swerve.
You know,
swerve the bullshit.
You know what people fail to realize, all right? When you're busy chasing your dream, right? And you talk to people who've traveled on the same path that you're looking to travel on, they've made success of their life or whatever it is that they want to do in life, and you're like, yeah, I aspire to be like that guy, and that guy tunes you, nah, bro, listen, it's not easy, it's tough out here, you know. Don't think that his problems are going to be your problems.
Dogs, that's just life. Actually, let's be honest, we've been talking about that a lot. Okay, let me introduce you to the guest that we're going to have, because I'm sure he has something to say about this.
This is the evolution of the token.
Yeah, the revolve token.
Just
you know, like
you
had
my... Come on, that starts at a Charmander.
Yeah.
It's
like Majin Buu. Woke token. It's like Majin Buu. How many Majin Buus were there, dude?
No shade at DBZ.
It's one of the greatest of all time, definitely. Okay. All right, so this is my homie. His name is Rookie. We went to university together.
What up, internet? What's going on?
What's cracking? Yeah, he studied law. I started studying law, but then that kind of didn't work out. But here we are, killing it on Cliff Central. I'm chilling with my boy. We're just going to get a little bit intellectual on y'all, because I feel a lot of the times people are taking us for a poof in these streets, actually. That's how I feel. So now we're going to talk to y'all on a real level, talk about the existence of God, and talk about it from different angles, because you're an atheist, right?
Well, no, not exactly an atheist.
What would you call yourself?
An anti-theist.
Anti-theist, okay.
Yeah,
elaborate.
It's the idea that there's a spectrum of belief in religion, and so at the far end of that spectrum is a theist, someone who observes God.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an atheist who's kind of like, there's no God
at all.
And then there's an anti-theist that, like, there's no God and theism, stuff that's going on inside religion should be pushed, sort of resisted.
To the side. So something other than what is currently religion.
Exactly. The other end of the spectrum.
Oh, awesome. We're going to have a really dope conversation if that's your perspective.
Yeah, I feel like that's the first time we've
had that. No, it isn't. But I mean, like, the people need to know. Okay. The reason why I say that is because, like I said, we did go to university together. We're actually choir boys. That's how we met.
You claim that's why we did it.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying that's how we met. Rose University Chamber Choir.
For sure.
Yeah, and we've just become really tight homies ever since. This guy's a lawyer now. I'm out here, so we're gonna have a little chat about what we feeling is going on in this crazy ass world, man. Crazy ass world. And Rehab, I just wanted to highlight you before we go into the news. How are you feeling, dog? What's been happening?
I'm feeling good. Just to let the people know, we are live on our Facebook page.
Thing?
Join us in the chats.
Join us in the chats. Can come say what's up. What's up?
We're live on Cliff Central. We're live on the earth. We're live everywhere.
We live. Boy. No, that's dope.
Hey, the camera makes you look good, eh, Rookie?
Hey, man. Add extra 10 kgs.
Exactly.
I must have eaten two cameras.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about your week, bro. How's it been going?
Yo, like, it's just been work and more work and being busy. But the thing I love about it all is that being busy is good. People fail to recognize that. But when you're busy, you're doing something constructive. Well, most times.
I feel like that's what they told you at high school. Like, just stay away from the drugs, do lots of running. Do you know
what
I mean? No, like,
you see, they failed at high school on that one.
You just keep busy. Keep, you know, idols' hands are the devil's plaything. So you just make sure those hands aren't, you know, whatever else.
See, but the way high school is structured, they say, don't do drugs, don't drink, you know. And then as a teenager, you're just like, oh, why though?
Yeah, and then you do it, and you're like, oh, actually, this is fucking awesome.
Yes,
they told us not to do it because they knew it was too nice. That's the only problem with drugs.
They were trying to keep it to themselves.
Yeah, is that they're too nice. Yeah, really. Yeah, that's why people go and steal from them. It's like, I just have to have the drugs, man, no matter if I fuck up.
Sweet,
sweet, you know. Yeah, I'll suck your dick. yeah, exactly. So tell me how the men's health cover guy search is going.
Yeah, yeah,
It's still running.
Yeah.
Up until the 5th of September. And, dude, unlimited votes all day.
Every day.
Let me tell you, I sit on the pot while I'm shitting, I'm voting.
While I'm shitting, I'm voting. I'm peeing, I'm voting.
I stop at a red robot, I'm voting. I get a ticket from the Metro Police, I'm voting. Everywhere, I'm voting.
Dope. So vote for Ria Bezos Sicily on the Men's Health Cover Guard competition running until the 5th of September. Guys, you just have to put one of the worst on the cover. Like, imagine if the worst guys.
What would men's health be without the worst guys?
Dog, it'll be
Let's
trash.
Actually think about that it'll for be, a second.
It's a sexy picture.
It would be trash. We just can't have it. You can't have it. No. So vote for Rebel Sister Cella, please, guys. Unlimited votes. Let's kill this shit for you. You know we out here for y'all. We love y'all. We see y'all in these streets supporting us. So shout out to anybody listening. If you do want to join us on the conversation, you can call us at Cliff Central.
Hey, we got one viewer on.
Oh, wow. Should I put out a titty? Should
somebody.
I put out a nipple? Oh, we got some nip action. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you can give us a call on 0861-555-189. I'll give you that number again. It's 0861-555-189. All right. And if you want to hit us up on Twitter, it's at @the_worstguys. And Cliff Central is at cliffcentral.com.
Yeah.
All right. So just to get into a little bit of the news, see what's going on in this day and age. Let's just keep up out there, you know. Firstly, before we do that, shout out to
Frankly Speaking.
Really. Wow. Actually, they also deserve a round of applause. Let's get it going for Frankly Speaking, boy.
Yo, their podcast was amazing.
Mad dope. For those of you who don't know or who haven't listened to you, firstly, you're missing out on the dopest shit here at Cliff Central. Visionaries only in this building. I can tell
only,
you that now.
Only.
So they spoke about what the responsibility of white people is in terms of the dialogue that is currently taking place in this country on a day-to-day basis. So if you're a white person and you don't understand what you can do about your position of privilege, go listen to the podcast. Most importantly, I'd say it's learning African language. The most striking part about that conversation was when one of them said, you can't not know an African language in South Africa because the majority of the people around you are African, and it's like living in a foreign country when 80% of the people around you speak something completely different to you that you don't understand. How can you not understand 80% of people in your country?
How do you conduct business?
we follow that rhetoric, but I'm saying in terms of just your day-to-day interactions with the people.
But it's not just the language, it's also then you learn a part of the culture.
Exactly,
that
just immediately,
you know, just
yeah.
Little things, you know,
yeah, like saying,
sawubona,
just I see you. That means a lot in the Zulu culture. And it's not specifically just that you should only learn one. If you want to learn more, go ahead. But there are certain languages. Zulu, I definitely say, is the easiest and the most widespread spoken African language in this country. It also helps you to understand languages like Xhosa, which is just a lot more harder to learn with the clicks, etc. So learn an African language. Zulu, a lot of people speak Zulu. Sotho, if you learn Sotho, you got the roots of Tswana, Pedi, and all those languages.
I think the bottom line was, though, that white people could do more.
Yeah,
to
realize that they are actually in a privileged position, and you can use that to the benefit of changing. We want to go somewhere. We've been having this fight for a long time. We don't want to be angry. That's the thing. When black people are outraged and they're speaking, we don't want to feel these things. Do you know what I'm saying? So let's try and change them now. We understand that there is a problem. I wouldn't even say most, but there are a few people who understand this problem.
People are still trying to get Jesse Williams off Graves, bro.
Yeah, so, dude. That's a true story.
Know what's it ain't going to work. It's not,
yeah,
do you know
exactly.
Shonda?
Yeah, it's dog. Not, you fucks it with how to get away with murder. Yeah, anyway. Bro. So,
I like
that
t-shirt he's wearing, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, Men in Black.
Yeah, now you know nothing, Jon Snow.
Okay, I see. Yeah. No, it's Jon Snow and what's his fat friend?
Samuel Tarly. He's not defined by the fact that he's fat.
Okay,
but I mean,
he's
if
fat,
we're going to drop Game of Thrones references, let's make him accurate. You know?
No, Samuel Tarly is fat. That's accurate, bro. It's my boy. Let's not hide away from who we are, y'all. Yeah. It's okay.
If you're juicy, you juicy.
Dog, you gotta love a lot more than
somebody
kids,
gotta
bro.
Love these juicy people.
Bro, I love juicy. Oh,
yeah. If you juicy, trust me, I love you. If you juicy, you know. Jesus. I don't like you if you're part of the Kalahari. Yes, Kalahari.
I think that's what Nasty C was talking about when he's like, I didn't got my motherfucking
juice back.
He was talking about that booty. And that booty. That ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's the first thing. Shout out to Frankly Speaking. They really, really did a good job. Because I do genuinely feel like a lot of people don't, white people specifically, don't know what they can do about it. And it is something that's hard to understand. But
white people know, bro.
No, dude, no. White people do not know. That's the whole problem. This is the first conversation I've had or listened to by white people that strikes all the right chords. That's why we're giving them a special shout out. There's a lot more to the conversation. And I know you know. We tight like that, though. I reckon we have these conversations every day.
Someone's like, I probably just won't, but I know I could do better. Yeah, why not? I could try and understand more. You know,
for sure.
Just like a human being.
But they need to hear it. A lot of people are against feeling uncomfortable. Because as soon as the conversation comes up, whiteness feels uncomfortable, as it should. But stop being afraid to feel uncomfortable. Address that feeling and find out why you feel uncomfortable. There must be a reason. So feel that and understand, and we learn and we grow. We're all humans. We're not all knowing what's going on. So let's all learn from each other. And I definitely learned a lot from listening to that podcast. So if you get the chance, please go listen to it, especially if you're white. Well, it's directed at white people, so let's be honest.
The nice thing is that, like, white people need to engage in those conversations more and more amongst themselves.
Yes, and that, yeah, because it was just white people in the room.
Yeah.
And there was no black influence. And a lot of the time that can be problematic.
Yeah.
But the way they handled it was superb. I couldn't have put it together myself.
There was nothing that you could have added. It would have been
too much.
To add more sugar.
Yeah, no, they just really hit the nail on the head there. So shout out. Okay, and then what else has been popping? Serena Williams just Slay Reno Williams. Yeah, yeah. She just killed it. Actually, shout out to Serena for Black Exodus. Shout out.
I have a dream.
I have a dream that one day Serena Williams will win 22 Grand Slam.
22. Yeah, give a nigga number one. Man, I felt I got 21.
That was dope. But yeah, dude, it is real black excellence from Serena Williams. And let's just discuss what it really means for us.
This just shows me that the way black women are going to start a hell of a movement.
Black women are fire.
Did you see when, like, Serena won and then she put her one fist up in the air like that? Oh, my God. Then Beyonce is just in the crowd, just trying to be mellow on some. I'm like, oh boy, there's something cooking.
It's good. It's just like how with black people, there's something cooking. We want equality.
And it's all positive.
And women want equality.
It's all positive.
Go, girl. Go, Serena fucking Williams. And the thing that people don't understand is that it's so much harder to do really well as a black person and get the same credit as white people would. Firstly, going through it is much harder.
Yeah.
And also, the credit at the end of the day is also a problem, because apparently Maria Sharapova made it high onto the Forbes list because of the amount of money she was making from her endorsements, when Serena's been number one at the rankings for a much longer time, etc. She's won a lot more Grand Slams. But yeah, Serena said, shout out to Maria, man. Maria's still working. Yeah. And the most valuable thing that she said to me is that there's more than enough food at the table for everybody to eat.
But that's what we've been preaching.
Dog, there's more than enough.
Like,
room.
In a sense of comedy. If you don't like my vibe, shop. We've got a Malcolm Tulio.
We got it all. You know what I'm saying?
If you don't like listening to comedy, watch our skits, boy.
Yeah, dog. It's exactly that. Is that there's just, we can all be there. You know, there's no, why are we competing? Nobody's going to like me the same way they like you. Nobody's going to like any other comedian the same way they like us. Because surely you should be bringing something of value to the table, something that nobody else has, especially if you're a comedian.
You touch those people.
Dog,
not
exactly.
We dropped that reference earlier. Jackson's on his own. We can't just be messing.
Michael Jackson innocent. I say that one with confidence, like Kanye West on Twitter. Michael Jackson innocent.
You called The Weeknd the Michael Jackson of our generation.
He really is. Well, that's what I believe. His voice, first and foremost, is the most similar to Michael Jackson's that I've heard.
I think he's already yellow bone, so he must just leave it.
He mustn't do any surgery on his nose. I think he's just a more modern version. He talks a lot more dirtier. Although he does talk, Michael Jackson did talk dirty, you know, and grab his crotch and all that shit. But it's just a lot more drug-infused, as our generation is more drug-infused. It's more... I don't know. It's still storytelling that is not Michael Jackson. Like I said, everything after Michael Jackson is just a watered version. Yeah, a watered down version of him.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Also, with this whole with the whole idea of no drugs are bad and everything like that, if you look at these creatives and these scientists, these people that are doing all of the mal creations in the world, they probably on something and they're telling you not to do it because they don't want you to be as open-minded.
And whose drugs are you taking as well?
Exactly.
There's drugs that you can go get signatures for. It's like, look at this piece of paper. It certifies that these are the best drugs, so can I have some? But when you're not getting it from a piece of paper, it's all of a sudden trash. Dude, drugs changed my life. Marijuana changed my life. Fucking what else? Shroomies. Let's not even go into shrooms, boy.
Steve Jobs did say that dropping acid was one of the things that helped him.
Yeah.
Designing the setup
for
the iPhone and setting it up visually.
See,
so for him, it was like a major impact.
He opened that battery
and that's
up.
Exactly what I'm
life,
saying.
You know what I mean?
Don't go
exactly
drop acid now.
No,
like when you have a creative problem. Like,
yeah,
you know,
if you're having writer's block, the solution
just
is not acid.
Acid. Yeah.
Just take acid because it's nice.
Ma, okay, acid.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So yeah, Serena Williams won Wimbledon, and that was extremely dope to see.
Power.
She's killing it, and she's so old, dude. Let's not forget, she's 34. In tennis, that's ancient.
Love
that's
Serena
ancient.
Williams.
Like, yeah, no, for sure. But I'm saying, like, she's surpassing what excellence is understood to be.
Breaking barriers. That's
breaking
what it's all
barriers.
About.
Yeah, breaking all
There's
those.
There's always
barriers.
Something new that you can do.
Exactly.
It might not be new to the world, but it's new to you, and you can bring your own little flavor to it.
For real.
Go Serena.
All right, and then one little thing that we were talking about. You know, we've had a lot of the conversation about voting, especially as a youth. What do we do if we're not satisfied with the current options available? What do we do as a youth? And I was having a chat with Ricky earlier, and we're talking about spoiling your ballot. Now, just to clarify that, spoiling ballot, you go to the voting booth and you'd register, you do all the normal things, but when you get to the voting station, you say no, fuck
you. Just say fuck
you guys.
Bruh.
Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily change the seats in the cabinet, but it's registered as somebody who is willing to participate, is willing to vote, but is just not satisfied with the options. So you can go and do that if you feel that way about the situation. If you just don't think there are valid options for you, go and spoil your ballot. Let them know that you are a willing voter if the right person was there. So that's an option. But for me personally, I do agree with doing that. I just struggle with thinking about maybe I'll be doing this forever.
Because you'll never find someone that you can actually back.
Yeah. Man, give me a young Winston Churchill, bro.
Young Winston Churchill.
A young Nelson Mandela.
A young
Dacha couple. True words spoken by the man over here. Wise words from a decent man.
What? There's no way we can turn AKA or Casper into president.
If you can't freestyle, you can't be president. If you can't freestyle, you can't be president, bro. You have to be able to think of the top of your dome, bro.
Like, you know who we need? If we get a female in power in South Africa, you know who we need? As in power, any drunk female. Do you know how comforting they are in those bathrooms?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, are you okay?
Do you need a tissue?
Oh my gosh, do I need to call your friend?
That's so true. That's
like
so
helping
true.
Helping each other. Court.
Yeah, maybe holding hair back and shit. Maybe we do need a woman president. Maybe that's
bro.
The answer.
Yeah.
But not like Hillary, dude. Because Hillary's history is just trash.
Lindiway's not so bad.
Lindiwe.
Yeah, Mazibuko.
Yeah. You reckon she could be our president?
I reckon one day. Be well worth it.
One day. Not in a while, though.
Not now, obviously.
ANC is still this powerhouse. It's going to die. All empires die. You seem skeptical. Why do you not think?
The votes are moving slowly to the other side, and it's quite slow.
Yeah, it is slow.
Maybe,
but they're moving.
I think maybe this local government election.
Let's go. We are moving. Sorry, that was a bit of an ad lib.
Yeah, but they're all moving. So eventually, maybe we're not going to be around for it. That's the thing. But I think it's definitely moving. It's definitely moving. Right, so spoil your ballot if you don't feel like
fuck this shit and none of it's working and it's never
going
to work.
Give me something better. That's what you're saying by spoiling your ballot, is saying give me something better. All right, so we're going to play a track, actually go into a little break because we went on for a bit with that news. It was a lot of interesting shit going down. But yeah, after the break, we're going to talk about fucking existence of God, G-O-D. What is he to you? Does he have to be this man with a beard?
God
and
with a beard. Are you ready?
Are you ready? Yeah, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. What does that mean to you? And is God the same for everybody? I definitely do not
God
think so.
God has got some mad hoes, bro.
Yeah, he's pimping. God is a pimping G.
Chronic, though.
Yeah, yeah, as well. Right, dude,
have
he
you
gave
seen
us
the clouds
best.
In the sky? Exactly. That guy is the finest. Like, those clouds have been chilling since when?
Oh, shit, that's so funny. No, for real. Maybe he is just out there patching. But we're going to chat about it a little bit soon. What do you think we should play, bro? Design a panda.
Panda.
This camera is about to go mad insane when you play that track.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So just keep up with us on the Facebooks.
Yeah,
since
we are
doing this is the first time we're doing this, dude. You know what? We should start this on our YouTube page. Like just recording our episodes.
Let's
on
get
the podcast.
Feedback from the people and see what they think.
Yeah.
From one viewer to two now.
Dude, it's slow, dude. We only have like 3 viewers for that, so that's like 33% of our of our listenership right now. I'm just playing.
No, but we do this for you.
Yeah. I feel you, bro.
Who's there? Who's there trying to come into this?
Nah, it's easy, B. We're gonna take a jam right now, and we'll see you in the next half of the show, baby.
Easy.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Last year, the CEO Sleepout was the biggest fundraising event in South Africa. This year, as a proud digital media partner for the Sympathy Sleepout, Cliff Central is challenging you to rally your colleagues in a company sleepout at your offices in support of the homeless and to raise money for education. It costs only 800 Rand to register. Visit CliffCentral.com for more info.
Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Yo, did y'all hear that shit? Sympathy Sleepout. Sympathy Sleepout. More than the jam. The jam was a lot of fun. If you're not listening to it live, you won't know how much of a jump we just had in the studio. But for real, the Sympathy Sleepout, guys, if you guys know anybody who can afford it, because it is quite expensive. There's a whole lot of businesses contributing to sleeping at the bridge, and a lot of people have the problem with the word sympathy. It's not necessarily sympathy for the people on the streets, it's sympathy for the actual entrepreneurs on the bridge, and it's all money that's going to good work. So please sign up for the CEO Sleepout. You can do it through Cliff Central, and you can just do it yourself. Get your peeps involved, because it's hella cold out here.
It is.
And speaking of the cold weather, we've actually got a little something going on to help the peoples in these streets.
Yeah.
So we started a blanket drive with the good guys, the good stuff. Sorry, I'm just getting into confused with our show. The good.
Because you're good guys, but you're worse guys.
But we're the worst guys.
But you're good guys.
Yeah, but we're the worst guys.
That's
exactly.
Like mixing oil and water. Good stuff with the worst guys.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So they do a show on Tuesday morning at 11, 10, from 10 till 11, sorry. And they also are part of this with us. So we're just collecting from your door, actually. That's the greatest part about it, is that we'll come and deliver, I mean, collect the stuff from your door on the 20th of July. So we pretty much have a week. Just collect all your old clothes, all your blankets, and put them in a room, and we'll come fetch them from you. You can just get all the information from Brent Lindekew, who runs the Good Stuff Show. You can get that information on goodthingsguy.com. Goodthingsguy.com. So yeah, the good stuff with the worst guys. Help us help people. It's all about love, baby.
Just goes to show how much quality in content there is here at Cliff Central.
Too much, baby. Too much. Visionaries only. Hashtag that when you're talking about Cliff Central. Jeez.
And if you're in a Wi-Fi zone, you're getting this absolutely free.
Yeah, dog. Getting that Wi-Fi. Actually, we need to get internet to the peoples. Let's actually think about doing that. Because that'll change the game. That'll change everything.
Yeah, we also want to be on Forbes like Kim Kardashian
killing the internet game. Actually, shout out to those homies, too.
Who else can release a sex tape and then be on Forbes?
I saw this meme on Twitter. Exactly, she was on the cover of Playboy, and right next to her she was on the cover of Forbes. It's like, and the caption was, "Get you a girl who can do both." I was like, snap, the dream. Kanye is living the dream right now.
I think right now, Beyonce just got shut down.
Yeah, hard. She'd never do a Playboy.
Kim's
going
to go from
she?
Sex tape to media mogul to first lady.
Yeah, she's you, gonna, dude.
Gonna hey, that, that would
Kanye,
be mad.
Imagine.
That would
be
mad.
That would
be dope.
And it's also possible.
I mean, not really, but you know, it
it's
would
possible.
Be funny.
I give them texts willingly.
Yeah, yeah. Do the thing. Do the thing. Kanye West drops music for us as a speech boy. He drops the State of the Nation address with the fucking, and I always find, and I always find something wrong.
We've been putting up with the shit for way too long.
That's what I'm saying. What happened with Kanye, dog? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. She had a tweet. She's like, hashtag, not bad for a girl without
no
talent.
Talent.
I was like, yo.
That's legendary.
That's so legendary. They're living another life that most people don't understand. I was about to say we, but then I thought about that thing that ASAP Rocky said on that video we were watching.
A lot of people think they understand, but they actually don't.
Just, you know, there's only a few people in this world who know what's up. Yeah, and that's true. And think about that. Think about it hard.
ASAP, we know what's up.
We know what's up. ASAP, we coming. We coming to smoke weed with you. Keep that shit tight. But there's some indica and sativa. Yeah, and Snoop. Tell Snoop to get involved. We coming, dog. No even lie, we coming. Watch out for the worst case.
And Kobe Bryant, I'm just going to be more successful.
More. All right, cool.
Is that God I hear? Is that God?
Is that God? Maybe. Maybe he's everywhere.
Worst guys.
All right, so now we're going to get into the conversation of the day. Right. The existence of God. This for me, a lot of the time, scares people. Because there's an idea that we have of God. There's this religious idea that has been sold the most in Western civilization. And that has been accepted the most as the truth. And for me personally, I do believe in a God. I do believe in a greater being, a higher being, something other than me. I know there's something other than me because I love, I feel, I don't know why I feel what I feel, but I feel it. And it's like wind. You don't know why, you can't see it, but it's there. That's how I feel about God. There's a presence, there's something other than you. That's what God is to me. But the idea of God has been sold through religion, which I feel is very problematic.
A lot of loopholes.
Too many loopholes. It's not even about the loopholes. It's just
it's like the holes on the Titanic ship. It's just going down.
my boy Niche says it best. Yeah, he's my boy, dude. Once you've got a book, that person's your friend, bro, the writer.
He just doesn't tweet you back very often.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. My boy Niche is always on some... The Christian resolution to make the world seem bad and evil has made the word bad and evil. In the way it started, you know, in back in the day, the church was the government, essentially.
And
they
it,
ruled.
It problematized, like, human feelings and made them seem evil
and
wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
And all the stuff that's, like, supernatural. Yes, my body wants to do this stuff.
Exactly.
Actually,
and that's,
you're a dirty sinner. Yeah.
And that's made the world evil. So that's the problem I have with religion. But we're just going to have a little bit of a chat about it because I feel like we all may have some different ideas about what God is. And don't forget, if you want to hit us up on this chat because it's about to get deep on a deep chat, you can call us on 0861-555-189 or you can hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys.
Or on Facebook.
Facebook, we just the worst guys. Yeah, hit us live, dog. We going up on a Wednesday. I was going to say Tuesday because we did turn up yesterday, but you know, that's just part of the game. That's
would you turn up each day?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's
the days
we never stop playing. Mm. This world is a playground. We never stop jamming. That's just how we do. Worst. Let me go to you, Rookie, since that's the whole reason why you hear this conversation. Is it possible to believe, in a God in a God within the world like
no,
this?
No, there is no God.
You don't think there's
no,
a God?
There is
all
no
right,
God.
All right.
Period. There's not even a comma.
There's no comma, no semicolon, no abbreviation, no ellipsis.
All right. Let's dive into this. Why do you think there's no God?
Well, I think that if there were, he certainly would have revealed himself a lot more. And if he has revealed himself, then it's mostly in puppies' tears and zombies and, bone marrow cancer in children and shit like that. So, if there is a God, right? Let's say there is a God. Mm-hmm. And one day I walk up to the pearly gates and he's like, what are you doing here? You didn't believe in me. You forsook my name. You chewed me out on Twitter all the time. What would I say to him? I'd say, well, you gave me this brain. This brain has told me to investigate a lot of what you're saying. And what you're saying is not up. So maybe you made me, but you've done a pretty shitty job of it at stages now.
Okay.
And in that event, let's act as if you weren't made. You aren't made. You're not real.
The problem is that you don't see the good in the world. You don't see what God has been supposed to be supposed to stand for? Or does the good outweigh the bad? Because I presume you think there are two sides to the coin.
Absolutely.
Just like a human being.
We radicalize Islam and say that those members portray its whole member. That's not the case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the overwhelming majority of Muslim people live happy, peaceful, you mm-hmm. know, peace-loving lives.
Yeah.
But there's some fuckers out there who just use religion or think that they can to then blow shit up and continue to hurt people, and that's a problem for me. Sure, okay. There's good, but like, so the church often says when it comes, well, look what we did in Africa, say, you know, we brought medicine, we brought schools, we brought, yeah, but you also fucked up whole cultures and societies and caused a lot of damage to people. So, sure, there's some good that came with the church at certain stages, you know, like they collected a lot of knowledge, they built systems and institutions,
writing paper,
mostly because they wanted to keep it all to themselves.
Yeah, for real.
So you can't say that they did nothing, but I mean, what I see as the church and what you see as God are two
different things, but there are two different things in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
The church has sold us, like I said in the beginning, that rhetoric that you're born a sinner, you just have to be evil, you just have to. Now, the only thing you can do is repent until you die.
Yeah.
And that is the biggest problem with me with the church, is that we're born as beings, as creatures, and we feel certain things, we have certain drives, we love, we know truth. Even though sometimes it's hard to accept or to hear, we know truth when we hear it. That's why comedy works, for example. So it's just something of us understanding that there has to be a balance between good and evil. And my personal opinion is that good triumphs. We strive. Life is struggle. That's what it is. We all struggle. We all have problems. And There's a way to overcome that. We overcome that when we're happy. We overcome that when we love. We overcome that when we hate, because there's a reason why you hate. You know, there's something better. So
you need one for the other, basically.
Yeah, you need
you
one for the
know
other.
Good if you don't know bad.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. God is. He's the yin yang sign. Boom.
Yeah.
Just like that, because a lot of the time, what also I have a problem
God
with religion
is
that
good, then you should be all evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
If you stick with it.
That's the problem that I have with religion, is that there's two sides. You know, there's God, and then there's the devil, the bad guy. But if you believe in that God, the creator of all things, then he either made a mistake by creating the devil, the angel who decided that I can actually do this, or he actually wanted to. So either way, you're agreeing with the fact that God has both of those sides within him, because he either created the devil on purpose or he made a mistake. And making a mistake means that he's flawed, just like us, because we are made in God's image. That's one thing you can take from religion that I believe, is that we are made in God's image. We have good and we have bad. But when you look at most people, most civilized people that we encounter.
Most civilized.
Yeah, because there are uncivilized people. But most civilized people, the general good that we have is that we are good. Most of us is good. We do bad shit. We make mistakes. But life is learning to forgive mistakes, because everybody makes them.
Do you think if there were no God, we wouldn't have morality? That's an essential question I always want to ask. That let's say there wasn't an idea of good and evil vested in this one guy, and he wasn't telling us what was and what wasn't, you know? Do you believe you still wouldn't do stuff like murder and rape?
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't think that at all. I think there'd still be evil. For evil exists to show that good triumphs over it. That's what I'm saying. We're part of... The imperfection in this world actually makes it perfect, because there's no standard to live up to. There's nothing genuinely expected on you except for what you put inside your own heads, what you expect of yourself. So the reason for that is because we know we can make those decisions.
I think it's totally possible that we could die on this planet without any intelligent life knowing about us, hearing about us. No,
yeah,
God,
100%.
Completely irrelevant in the blink of a universe, right? And have it still be meaningful.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah,
think,
100%.
I think including the idea of God, you know, and that makes it problematic. Why can't we find value here? Why can't we say that we on this earth understand what is good and valuable, and we don't need some like ancient, you know, Jewish
we
God
don't.
From
we don't.
Some
we
ancient
don't.
Testament?
I'm saying God is inside you. God is everywhere, because it's that connection that I was talking about. You don't know why you love what you love. You could be a super nerd eating donuts every day, and you love playing computer games.
And
that's who you are. But you don't know who you are. Like, you obviously make daily decisions which influence who you could be. You have the ability to change, which is another gift that ability to decide what it is you're going to be or we can be is given to you through free will. And that's my whole idea, is that we have to understand that even though you can know that there's bad shit going on, you can also decide to make a change. You can also decide to influence. You can also decide. So you as yourself have that ability of a God, in inverted commas. Let's put it in inverted commas.
You do, because you feel like you're carrying out God's will or whatever.
And you're doing that especially when you're loving. That's why there's
but plenty of people blow stuff up or attack other people in the
name.
Yeah,
and that's the evil. There's the evil. And that's what I'm saying, is that let's not try make a world where evil doesn't exist, because it will always exist. Let's just make the majority of people understand that there is good and there is another side, and there are more of us who could be joining that side. A lot of people are wrapped up and bombarded by all the bullshit that their ego sees, their faces see. I have to go to work, I have to get money, I have to do all these things in order to be a successful human being. But at the end of the day, they don't enjoy waking up, they don't look at themselves in the mirror and say, oh shit, I'm about to go kill this shit today, I'm so excited. That's what you need to feel. In your only one shot that you have of this life, that's what you have to feel every day. If you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, oh my God, not again, something has to change. And the only reason why you know that you hate that is because you know that you love something. You don't know why it is that you love. You don't know why you're in love with your wife, for example. What actually connected you? You know who you are.
So what are you saying? I conceive of good because I know evil. So if there's a good God, then there must be a bad devil.
No, I'm saying it's one and the same. I'm saying if you know evil, you know that there's...
I don't think we need a deity to understand that balance.
It's not a deity. It's just, it's the universe. That's the best way I describe God, because one thing I've noticed is that the universe works in your favor, especially when you're following your heart. You know, I've shared that book with you, The Alchemist.
Yeah.
What did you think about that book?
I thought it was a bit hogwashy. I thought it was a bit wishy-washy.
No, tell me why. Tell us why.
The essential... Okay, I don't want to... Hashtag spoiler. But whoever hasn't read it, like, the essential point is that you go back, you find your truth back where you thought you'd never find it.
At home.
Yeah.
Where love lives. Where it all started.
Where it all started.
And you know how they say God is love? So now...
Exactly. That's the whole thing. God is love.
God can be love. God is also hate and discrimination and sexual abuse. Yes, but that's part of love. In the Catholic Church.
Let's put it in a relationship sense. Okay, you love this woman. Sometimes you get angry at her. Sometimes you're like, I fucking hate it when she does this. Sometimes you're like, oh my God, she's so amazing right now. Sometimes, you know, you're not even thinking about it that much. It's love is all of that put into one. It's not, love is not just good. Like, people think when you say you're happy, you don't understand what's going on. You don't see that there's problems. How often do we come here and vent about the bullshit going on? But I've never met happier people than we are, because we celebrate in what we're doing. We love what we're doing every day. I don't know why I love being on stage and telling jokes, but I fucking love it. I don't know why I love talking to you guys right now in this mic. You can't even see me, but I know there's people listening and I fucking love it. I don't know why, but I'm thankful that God gave me this opportunity. And it's not a thing of there's a guy with a notebook of which rules to follow. There are no rules to this life shit. Except for me, following your heart.
Specific ones he writes out at the beginning of
Jesus. Yeah, that's that guy. That's that religious guy. don't confuse this with that guy with the beard.
If he's not the white guy with the beard and the cane and
he's whatever you make him out to be.
He's the universe. He's the ocean. He's the wind. He's not. No. If you're a girl, he's a woman. I mean, like, I saw this amazing tweet. It's like, I'm so glad for what God has done for me. She's been so beautiful in my life. And like, it was the first time somebody said that, and just came across as genuine. Like, ooh. She sees her God as a woman, and that's perfectly normal because she's a woman. We don't have to have this guy out there. That's what I think is confusing us a lot, is that we have to have this oak who's telling us what to do. There's no, but your heart tells
that,
you what to do.
That might be the case for three young, theoretically woke homies who went to Boston and studied stuff. But the majority of people out there go out and think that it's a good idea not to allow gay people to love or let black people be treated the same as others because of what their pastor or priest said. That's
You don't need a pastor.
Do you know what I mean?
You are your own pastor.
Yeah, but the majority of homies out there,
that's what we're trying to change.
That's why we're trying to change that.
We're not here just talking. Any art form has to try see another side, see another world. We're trying to change that perception, because most people think that, and most of the world is fucked up. The people who understand are very few compared to those who don't. So now we are just trying to spread the amount of people who understand, because there is another side. I can promise you that. Trust, there is another side. I've seen both. That's the thing. Like, I'm not just out here. I wasn't born just doing this shit. I had that shitty job. I hated my life on a day to day. But I made a decision. And that decision was to follow what my heart was saying. Not what my brain was saying about, I still need this money. I still need to contribute to the house. I followed what that thing said. It's like, fuck this shit, actually. Fuck this shit. And I don't know why this is who I am, but there's something that decided that for me, in inverted commas, the ocean, the wind. What is that shit? The beauty around us. You see, he's looking, Ricky's shaking at his head, looking at me like I'm some crazy hipster. And I might be. Maybe I'm talking some fluffy laddy duddy. Dog, I have black hipster hair, bro. The fade. You know the fade is the one. Now, every black guy has a fade. That's like a gene.
All I can say as well, like, the existence of God is everywhere for me, right? I mean, even when I have my friends speaking to me, he speaks through them.
Exactly.
The things that my friends say, you know, when I pray, right, and I'm waiting for my answers, I'm not going to get them directly through Wi-Fi, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not going to be a message like, hey, bro, you got your shit that you asked for.
Like, I ask for a sign from the universe, from him somehow. It could be through me not getting landing a specific casting because there's something better. You know,
yes,
it could be that, you know, okay, shit, we had a shit show, you know, but it's like, okay, this is just a test of your perseverance. There's better things to come. There's growth.
You live by faith and not by sight.
Exactly.
That's what it is for me. So
I thought it was not by bread alone.
Nah, that's true. But I'm alive. And I'm alive thanks to the love that my homies have showed to me since I quit my job. Because I can tell you it was hard. That's the thing that most people don't understand. It's hard. But just like life is when you're unhappy, it's hard.
But God didn't get you an Uber to the casting. You know, Jesus didn't hook you up.
Not Jesus.
Okay, God.
He did. Because I didn't have the money, but somehow I got the Uber to the casting.
You can't tell me there's not been situations in your life where, like, for example, you would have just been like, I wish I got a lift right now, and you're fucking tired, and then somebody just randomly, hey, do you need a lift, bruh? I mean, for example, like Chris, your brother.
Yeah.
He was pumping at the gym, had to walk home still, and he was like, one of my friends, Tabo Mijolo, gave him a lift home, right? And I'm saying to him, it's that thought process that he went through of saying, shit, you know, I really wish I got a lift right now. And being a guy that believes, not even just by seeing, but just in faith, you get what I'm saying?
Just things that are happening around you that you can't explain. It's not coincidence.
It's
okay,
not.
But before we carry on, I want to ask you, what's your biggest problem with the idea of God, other than religion? Now that we've thrown religion out of the box.
The idea that after this death, there's a judgment that awaits us.
I don't believe that either.
I think a lot of people who believe in faith believe that because they think, okay, cool, God controls the afterlife. If I mess up in this one, he's in charge of the next one.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some type of free ride, do not pass go, collect 200 rand. Yeah.
No, for real.
I think that's a problem. I think that at the end of the day, we got to be responsible for what's going on.
100%.
Here.
100%.
Up in here.
And you know, I think everything is eternal. The thing. We're already here. We've already made it. We were that one sperm that managed to fucking beat all these other losers. So you're a miracle in and of yourself. So we come here and then all of a sudden we're trying to look for shit to do. We've complicated our lives too much. But we already here. This place, guys.
We're here for a purpose. The fact that you made it through pregnancy alone is a scary process.
It's
giving birth. Do you know how many women die? Kids die during that process.
I used to hate telling people happy birthday because I'm like, oh, why should you care about somebody's birthday? I mean,
everybody survived another day on the real streets,
dude.
Bro.
And it's happy. It's literally, do you remember that day you got here, bro? That was fucking sick.
Even like the first one coming
out. No, obviously, that was a good call out.
Like a fish in the sea. You know, that's a scary thought process.
Yeah.
Freud says it's the first trauma we ever experienced.
And
coming
so
out
dead.
Of a vagina.
So what I mean by everything is eternal, is that there's so much more going on outside in the galaxy. Like, we call this place Earth, but if you really think about it, where are we? Time exist in the universe?
Exactly. We just have this tiny little speck of
blue. We're nothing.
In a single pane.
We're nothing.
And
so
it can all disappear unless we do it right.
It's like fish. Fish probably don't know that there are homies up here chowing their friends with sushi sticks.
If they did, they'd be fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
They'd unionize. They'd
so we don't know what the gods are like or the universe.
Hey, nobody
wants.
Talk to the chickens.
Nobody
got to tell the chickens what we do to them. Right?
I just say fish because they live in a completely different
I feel
space.
You. Yeah, I get you.
Like waters, that's the world that they live in. But little do they know that their God, like if they were to be able to think on a high level as we do, when like a fishing boat comes and just scoops a whole school of fish, they're like, holy fuck, that's God, that's a hurricane, that's a tornado, that's the tsunami. They can't explain it. They use the words that they know.
We thought but the same thing when still we saw thunder. We were like, oh, those are the gods.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. You see, but we don't know where that's coming exactly. from. We don't know how that is. And that's what I compare ourselves to. We're fish. We think we know. Boy, do we not know. All I know is that love exists. And that's what I'm chasing.
I think we're probably limited in that we'll never fully know.
We can, but that's dope.
I mean, whether or not God exists, I mean, there's as much chance of there being like a tea kettle behind the moon. But if there is, right, then we'll never find out, truly. Mm. So then the thing that we should focus on, I think, is up here. So you're like, how do we secure, you know, food security and like women's rights?
Yeah. But God has been my greatest influencer in the work that we're doing. For example, the good stuff with the worst guys. We just had a little bit of fun talking about it.
But let's get a spur of the moment.
Something is like, let's just do something good.
For the people.
For the people.
But my thing
is. Oh, sorry to interrupt. Can I just finish? In terms of just driving yourself from what you love, that's how it came about. You know, like these people are our homies, dog. That's why we have a love for people. We have an understanding for the fact that we all struggle. We all go through shit. But what are you going to do about it? And saying that, it's so fucked, is not the answer.
The way I see it as well, like, even if you don't believe, that's believing in a sense. Do you get what I'm saying?
You must believe in something.
It's how you can love and you can hate. Even though you hate, you still feel some type of way. You still feel an emotion.
Yeah, you despise yourself as a self-despiser.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So even though you don't believe, you still believe in some sense because you believe it. You're choosing not to believe. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm. You know that there's something that you'd rather be. That's
exactly.
That's your understanding.
I think you certainly can't say, how can you say you don't believe in, you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be a 1%. You know what I mean? You have to say, if you're prepared to like challenge your assumptions, then you have to put in the possibility that you got it completely wrong. That there is a God.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Look,
it takes a particular type of arrogance then to say that in 100% of the cases, in all cases for everybody, there's no God. Maybe for you, that's the case.
Yeah.
But you've got to say that there might be somebody out there who could possibly have
there
it.
There might be that outlier.
Possibly.
There might be an outlier. If there's a mean, then there's got to be a variation. Absolutely.
I'm just saying we're not the be-all and end-all. I refuse to believe that us, this tiny speck that we've just spoken about in this massive galaxy, is the be-all and end-all of life. You think you might be?
I think certainly for our galaxy.
Don't you think that we're really shit at this if we are?
There's probably some intelligent life out there. We'll just never get to that.
I definitely think there's intelligent life out there. Dude, how vast is the galaxy?
Yeah, it's probably.
Not even the galaxy, the universe. We only know about
these aliens are looking at us and like, these.
Look at these motherfuckers.
So dumb.
Catch up, y'all. Catch a wake up. And that's literally what we're trying to preach. That's what we're literally trying to preach. Catch a wake up, yo. You don't have to believe in God. But believe in love.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in the power of
another human being next to you, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Believe in good stuff for the worst guys.
Yeah, exactly. Rookies,
hey,
guys.
Bars, bro.
All right, we're just going to go into a little bit of what we're doing before we wrap up. There's been so much shit that's been popping. Tonight, we're going to be at Giles. I know we usually do it on Thursday, but tonight we're going to have something special.
It's the worst Wednesday special.
That's how we started, actually, was on Wednesdays.
It's a wacky Wednesday.
So, yeah, anyway, we have a...
Come through with a wacky Wednesday, one for me, one for the boy.
Yeah.
So we're going to be there tonight. Giles Restaurant, 9 Grafton Avenue in Craighall Park. That's 9 Grafton Avenue. We have a sick lineup.
Give me a taste of the lineup. We got a Isuru Jenesena. We got a Mako Nguli. We got a Ria Besu Sicilia, the host.
We've got the main man, Stig, who loves to patch and press up on the ball. And then we also got a Kevin Kelly. So, that's what's happening at Giles Restaurant. You can catch us there. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:30. Yeah, it is always fire, though. It is always
Last week, I had the greatest time. Those four gents that were hollering at us the whole time.
And they even bought us drinks afterwards. I was like, y'all are home.
You guys are the real MVP.
They know that this shit is the real shit. All right, and then also I'll be performing at Parker's Comedy Club in Monte Cassino on Friday night. So, get your peeps involved. It's going to be tight as usual. You know, You know we do this comedy thing and we kill the thing. We're doing a thing.
But only
been
the
here
only
for
thing.
Only been here for 1 year, alright. But we're still doing the thing all
like
the time.
Example.
Like example. Tell me another comedian you know who's had a headline show with an opener at Carnival City after 10 months in comedy. Tell me. You
no.
don't know. You don't know. It's fine though. You guys
I
will.
Do.
You got yeah.
Me.
Nice, nice. But you guys will figure it out soon enough. You'll catch on. I believe in you.
The people
yeah.
are coming, bro.
Yeah,
the people are coming.
They're coming. Mo Jagliocco actually said it on Twitter today. Audiences don't just pop up. You have to cultivate them.
Yeah.
So we're cultivating you. If you're listening, come to the show. Come support us. If you've enjoyed this show, you'll so much more enjoy the comedy. I won't even fucking
hey,
lie
looks
to
like,
you.
It George ran away with you.
yeah, almost. Oh, my George. Yeah, so that's me at Parker's on Friday. What else? Oh, the semi-final of the Comedy Central Grab the Mic competition has been pushed to around the 31st of August or the 27th. So it's after payday, so don't worry about that shit. Come through, support the homies.
After that, fucking at the end of August, then September comes and we hoy a Comics Choice Award.
Oh, we
Comics
have to. Surely,
Awards?
Surely just a young shout-out at least. All right. So then just your last thing for Men's Health. Holler at the people before we have to call
on
it.
My Facebook page. Ria Betswe Rehab Cecilia, you will find the link for the Men's Health Cover Guy competition. Everybody, I need you to get your thumbs buff. Keep on pressing that thing until you run out of data. When you do, get some more data and keep voting.
Yeah. This is Malcolm Julie. This has been a Worst Guys production.
Yeah, thanks, Worst Guys.
Thank you so much for being
the
rookie. We had so much fun. Oh, the shout out to
Kookaburra.
And the magic. Shout out to the magic. That's an inside one.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much. It's been great to have
a
real engaging conversation.
You guys are just on a rocket ship. You know that, right?
Thank you so much. We appreciate that, brother, and we appreciate your presence. And to y'all listening, we love you too. And just remember to love your life. We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.